This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Zach, we're going to kick it off with you. How can I help?
Hey, how are you?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Not much. I was just going to ask you a quick question, hang up and listen to your answer.
Sure.
I think I may be losing service. I really like soy. I like edamame and I like soy milk. But I've heard a lot of different mixed reviews on soy, and I've heard it could potentially cause you to be infertile and just all these different things. Okay, what is your opinion on soy? And I'm just going to hang up and listen.
That's cool. Yeah, no worries. Good to talk to you. The deal with soy is this. I'm not a big fan of soy, okay? So just want you to know that up front. Soy, when you eat it in any format, edamame, soy milk, soy burgers, soy anything, it will literally drop your testosterone levels. Like, it's unbelievable how it'll do that. And it raises estrogen, okay? So we already have enough estrogen in our water supply. We call them xenoestrogens. And in our food supply, especially with eating things like chicken, if it's not hormone-free and antibiotic-free, and our other meat products. So when your testosterone level gets low, it turns you into a girly man. And so I'm not into that. I don't know about you, but it's just not a good thing. And I see guys now, especially I've just seen through the years, just blood test after blood test, and guys in their 30s and 40s with, hormone levels of an 80-year-old guy. And estrogen levels that are up, and they can't drop the body fat. And a lot of times when guys can't drop body fat, it's for a couple of reasons, but one of them is because their estrogen is so high, they can't lose it. It stays around the midsection. They start growing man boobs, which is called gynecomastia, which is a nightmare within itself. And testosterone levels just, they drop. Sex drive goes down, erection goes down, erectile dysfunction increases, rather, is probably a better way to put it. So, it's just not a good thing. So soy, easy to be to avoid. Now for females, same thing. You've got issues with throwing off your estrogen progesterone balance, and of course it can cause mood swings, and it can cause weight gain, and it can cause a host of issues, hot flashes, and just cause a early menopause type symptoms, perimenopause. So it's just not a good thing. Now there is some research on it with potential in postmenopausal women, how it can help potentially avoid breast cancer, and there is some research on that, and there is a possibility of that. Overall, though, if you had to say, is soy good health food, are you a big fan? I'm not. I talk about that in my book, too, and I'm not. I really am not. So avoid it. You can make other alternatives, obviously. It's not a complete protein either. So chicken, fish, beef, eggs, whey proteins that are hormone-free, antibiotic-free, yogurt, goat's milk yogurt, plain. There's just so many other options to, as far as any kind of dairy goes and proteins go. So I just, I'd steer clear. I know you enjoy the edamame and all that, and that's cool. It's just, it really does. It affects, and it's just a small amount that can really start throwing off the hormones. So you do that on a day-in, day-out basis, and it just does a number on the body. Energy levels go down. You'll notice the difference. If you eat soy all the time, and then notice the difference. Do a blood test. Eat a bunch of soy for about 8 weeks, and then go do your blood test, and look what happens to your levels. You'll see it. So it's just a better steer clear. And if you're drinking, like, you know, I don't know if you drink coffee or whatever, which is not really that great to be doing a lot. But a lot of people say, well, I like the soy milk in my coffee. And, you know, they've got their whole setup that they do. You can easily switch over to almond milk or goat's milk and be fine in that regard. You're not going to miss the soy itself. And if you like edamame, just switch over to string beans. I mean, there's a lot of other ways to kind of get that fix in there if you're already enjoying that kind of food, okay? So not that it's like cancer-causing so much or anything. It has more to do with hormones and overall function of the body and peak performance, I guess, is a good way to put it. All right? Keep me posted on how things go. Do your research on that. If you got any more questions, you can always email me, 888-283-7272. The lines are open. The Huffington Post was talking about chicken nuggets and a diet where a teen ate chicken nuggets for 15 years and now rushed to the hospital. So it's the meal plan nobody should take on. A teenage girl in Birmingham in the UK who had eaten nothing but chicken nuggets for 15 years is being warned her favorite food is killing her, according to a Daily Mail. Stacey Irvine told by the newspaper that she was hooked on chicken nuggets. Her mom brought them home from her favorite fast food chain when she was two. And since then, Irvine has never eaten fruits and vegetables and loves to split 20 nuggets with her boyfriend as a pastime. But it's not all fun, they say. Irvine has breathing problems, anemia, and was recently rushed to the hospital after she collapsed with swollen veins in her tongue. Despite all this, she can't resist the temptation. She says, I'm starting to realize that this is really bad for me. Really? She told the Sun. Single-item food diets like this one can occur when people are addicted to certain food habits. They want to lose weight and even test the theory. As an experiment in 2010, Mark Halb, who is a professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University, ate nothing but Twinkies for 10 weeks and lost 27 pounds and almost 5 points from his body mass index. What I did, he said, wasn't healthy behavior, but it did lead to health after with a weight and BMI loss. So there's a difference between healthy eating and healthy outcomes. That is true. And so eating Twinkies every single day definitely is not is what we're advocating. But I think what he's saying is that although he could utilize foods to cause the weight drop, obviously the quality of his nutrition and what it was doing to his overall cellular aspect of the body and what it could be doing to the body, not so good. But we know that in any of the processed chicken, with any of the fast food restaurants that make the strips or the nuggets or any of those, you know, it's highly compressed. It's got a ton of nitrites. It's barely even chicken itself. They did a study on that recently on the quality of how the fast food chicken even is. Probably something you want to look up and do some research on. And not so much that I'm knocking it because I realize they're going to do it anyway, but you've got to wonder why the ingredients are not ever released in a lot of the fast food foods themselves. You know, it's my job to find out where the better options are for you so that you can make better choices. You know, I'm not the extremist by any means. I live in the real world too. And, you know, we all have to make the best choices that we can. But at the end of the day, you're going to make choices that will impact you and your kids overall. And that's why studies like this, or not studies, but so much reports like this about how somebody ate chicken nuggets for 15 years or chicken strips or whatever the processed fast food chains have, and it was making them sick. Because, you know, every now and then it's okay if you have to make a choice that way. But your body's only going to be able to make the cells that it needs by the choices that we make. So it's about making better choices. And you know, you can do that by staying off the fried foods for sure and at least going to the baked. So little choices like that can make a big difference. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. Hang tight.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Mark. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
How you doing tonight?
Living well, man.
Great. I have a question. My dad is having a challenge with hepatitis C, and so we just want to try to find some natural ways or some different ways that we can get it into remission, you know, different things that you may suggest get them to help them along with that.
Sure. What's been going on so far? I mean, has he done anything else at all?
Well, my mom is on the line with me. She knows more. Hey, Mom, let him know what's
going on. He did some type of treatment, but from what I was told, that it's kind of hard for it to go in remission with black men. So the treatment didn't work, so just waiting for something else to come out. But we wondered if there was any kind of supplements or something natural that could help it.
Well, hepatitis C, you know, first of all, being a real strong, you know, viral infection itself, it's a challenge because the best thing you can do is keep the immune system strong, you know, in the middle of it. I mean, that's what you really want to focus on. And that's why the treatments, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. It's kind of just a shot in the dark. And you want to get it dormant. You know, viral infections can be active or they can be dormant. So the goal of hepatitis C is to get it, if you can, to be dormant. Now, stress levels play a big role, believe it or not. So if there's a lot of mental or emotional stress, physical stress, job stress, that can be a trigger for the hepatitis C to keep it active. And so by keeping it, you know, keeping life as much as you can. I mean, I know life stress just happens. But it's not so much about a supplement that's really going to trigger it. Now, there are some things that can help, but following an anti-inflammatory diet, you know, like I talk about, that's a big deal. Because when you have viral activity in the body, whatever kind it is, you want to keep that low. Now, because it's hard on the liver, and that's what it really can be a challenge with, you want to support the liver. So supporting the liver, Milk thistle can be really good. There's some good research behind that. Vitamin C levels are important too. And they have a lot of different options out there. Physicians are doing vitamin C infusions. They're doing drips in their offices, which in more of the alternative settings. And that can be helpful. There's been good results with vitamin C at a liquid form, doing it in a drip version like an IV. So that can be helpful. There's also some good research out there with hepatitis C with using some of the amino acids and with viral infections in general. L-arginine typically is one that stimulates viral activity, and lysine is one that can really tone it down. So you might want to look into that. And I haven't seen really so much any IV therapy with that, but I believe it's out there. So you might want to check that out as well. So it's all about giving the body what it needs, and it's about keeping things at bay and, you know, keeping the body or doing everything you can to keep the viral activity at bay. And there's different methods out there. I mean, one is, you know, obviously with what he's doing every single day, exercise can play a big role. Plenty of distilled water, half his body weight in ounces of water. Hydrating the body can play a big role too. And I would look at vitamin D levels always. You know, with hepatitis C, vitamin D still plays a role. It does. And we talk about that a lot on the show. But with any type of infection to the body, any type of breakdown in the immune system at all, vitamin D, keeping those numbers up, can be very helpful. But Hep C is a tough one. It is. because it can come and it can go. And that's why even with some of the standard medical treatments that we have out there, it's just kind of a catch-22 with whatever you're dealing with. So his lifestyle choices that he's making in finding a doctor in his area that maybe can have some more of these treatments available can be very helpful. And that's what I would look into. And, you know, just like our whole preferred wellness provider team that we have out there, there are doctors that can be helpful in this area. So just do your research. And just keep me posted. You can always shoot me an email here, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. There's a risk for heart attack, stroke, they're saying, may be underestimated. Of course, this is the number one killer right now, with about 800,000 heart attacks or heart disease patients being diagnosed every year. The method doctors now are using to determine if a person's risk for heart attack or heart disease could underestimate the future odds. They're saying that because a person's risk of heart disease is currently estimated in the short term, meaning that the likelihood of them having heart disease in the next 10 years is stronger. But a new study calculates lifetime risk by measuring it across the adult age spectrum, beginning in middle age. And this research estimates risk for men and women and for African Americans and whites. Previous estimates of heart disease have looked mainly at white men. And by using lifetime estimates of heart disease risk, this research provides a long-term view of the extent of the health problem in the United States now and in the future. So researchers did this at Northwestern University. They argue that for the short-term glimpse of high risk, which may give some adults a false sense of security about their lifetime prospects of heart disease, the study found that a 45-year-old man or woman who is at low risk for heart disease in the next decade may be at very high risk later in life if he or she has just one or two risk factors, such as higher than ideal blood pressure or cholesterol levels. So we're giving incomplete and misleading risk information if we only focus on the next 10 years of someone's life. Donald Lloyd, who's an MD, said in a news release, he is an associate professor of preventative medicine at Northwest University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. Now, just to kind of elaborate on that, you know, risk factors, we have to go by the statistics and we have to go by what is available and looking at the risk and seeing if it really plays a role for me or you. Well, you also have to look at your lifestyle choices because genetics play a role, about a third, tops, 20 to 30%. You've got to look at your lifestyle choices. So if a person's active, let's say that, you know, they have a certain risk factors, but they can change their lifestyle choices. Now, does that put them out of the category? Or do we just go by the stats? See, so much can change within a person if they're willing to change their lifestyle. And just because genetics may play a role or past history or family history may play a role, you've got to look at how the person is living their life now. We have so much to determine our destiny when it comes to our overall health. It really comes down to our hands. That puts a lot of power in us to make a difference. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen said to Congress that President Trump committed a crime while in office through campaign finance violations related to the hush money payoff made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. He also claimed that the president knew about stolen Clinton campaign emails before WikiLeaks released them.
Mr. Stone told Mr. Trump that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange, and that Mr. Assange told Mr. Stone that within a couple of days, there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. Mr. Trump responded by stating to the effect, "Wouldn't that be great?"
Trump associate Roger Stone and WikiLeaks both denied the claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Preferred wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, wellness, nutrition, and lifestyle-based care, take you from where you are to where you need to be. Got a great team. It's growing around the country. Got them in Tulsa, got them out in California, got it down in Texas, up in Michigan, New York, Kentucky, Alabama, growing every single day. So wherever you're listening to the show, because we're everywhere, growing every single day, we've got somebody in your area that really is on board to take care of you in this manner that you hear about and you get excited about. A lot of doctors are really moving, and healthcare providers are moving in this direction and combining regular standard of care along with some nutritional-based methods and getting really good results. So we'll keep you posted. Exercise may boost mood for some of the chronically ill. Now, we know that exercise plays a big role, and it is, and it's huge. And I'm a huge exercise fanatic myself, and it's just something that I have been for a very long time. And it does. We know that it plays a role in brain chemistry. Our brain chemistry, they're important. You've got all kinds of great brain chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, GABA, acetylcholine, your norepinephrine, and all the different brain chemicals. Well, we know now that working out regularly may brighten the mood of people with chronic health conditions like cancer, heart disease, and back pain. But now the research is showing us that it's no miracle cure, but on average, six people would need to hit the gym or go for a jog or one person to see any mood improvement. And said it's a nice piece of evidence, and I'm pleased because I like the concept. Dr. Galenberg, who chairs the Department of Psychiatry at Penn State University, said that there is some evidence for it to prevent depression and actually evidence for exercise being as a treatment itself. So they're calling exercise now a treatment in this study. With the new study published in Archives of Internal Medicine, researchers wanted to weigh the evidence that the training or exercise training can also help the chronically ill who don't have a diagnosis of depression but nonetheless may just feel kind of down. So the importance, this is important because depressive symptoms could make people less likely to take their meds, which could increase their health challenges, as they say here. And this was done at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. He and his colleagues did 90 previous studies, and they were checking out different people with cancer, heart disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, and obesity. And in the study, they had them do exercises on an average three times a week over 17 weeks. According to the study, people's depressive symptoms, as rated on a variety of psychological scales, dropped about 20% with exercise overall. That's a huge deal. It really is. So, I mean, to get a 20% drop in your symptoms without taking medications, without changing anything, but just going out and exercising 3 days a week plays a big role. You know, 6 out of 10 of Americans right now are depressed. And 8 million of our young people right now are on psychotropic drugs. I don't know if you realize that, but that's a big deal. So something needs to change. And you know, I was talking with someone this weekend. I was doing an event in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was talking to an anchor on one of the television shows there, or one of the news anchors. And we were just chatting, and you know, it's amazing to see just the difference. He and I are in about the same age bracket, and when we were younger, you just really saw, and I mean, literally, you have kids running all over the neighborhood. You drive through neighborhoods now, take a look. Just, I mean, pay attention to it next time. It's like a ghost town. You don't see kids running around at all anymore. Everybody's indoors. And, you know, I believe that plays a big role for depression. You're not getting vitamin D. You're not getting a lot of what you get from the sunshine. You're not getting the fresh air in their lungs. I mean, there's so much that being outside and playing and running around, the social interaction, what it does for your overall health. And I think just in a depression type situation like we're talking about right now, just the exercise in general, running around, you know, literally just being out playing, it does so much for your health and plays such a big role. So something that's interesting, I think, that we've seen a shift over the last, my goodness, probably 20 years or so. And I think our kids are really suffering for it. So Edward Bono says in a quote, says, humor is by far the most significant activity of the human brain. And it is. We don't laugh enough. We don't play enough. We definitely are stressed out way too much and are not enjoying life. And there's so much that we can do to increase that. Patch Adams, who is a physician, that's the famous movie that Robin Williams did, was just really did studies himself, kind of not formalized, but you know, on the power of being happy and power of laughter and what it can do. And literally how it can transform those who are sick and prolong their lives and improve their mood and get better outcomes. Powerful. I've spoken with him before, met him before, and just a wonderful human being. And still out on his mission field to transform as many lives as possible. So we are big Patch fans here on the show. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Joe right now. Hi, Joe.
Good evening, sir. Thank you. I have two things. I've tore my rotator cuff, and I'd like for you to tell me what I can do to get that sucker to heal.
Okay. We need to get that sucker to heal. I'm telling you.
Oh, honey, it hurts.
I bet it does.
Thank goodness now the MRI showed. Now, the doctor did not use the word partial, but he said that it did not tear all the way through, and they wouldn't go in and repair it or clean it up or anything because that it will heal. But I guess I'm just wanting it to hurry up.
Well, I think we'd all want it to hurry up, I'm telling you. So, have you done physical therapy? Did they put you on any of that? You have?
Yes, sir. I'm in that now.
That's good.
Last Sunday evening, it was a week ago, and I've been in therapy. I go three times a week. And I'm also, what I've just listened to you say about exercise, Lord, you can't stress it enough, because if it wasn't, well, me being in water exercise, now I don't mean necessarily aerobics. I'm talking about water exercise. It's just saved me. Now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just love it, and I don't miss it. But now I've had to be real careful with this, you know, and I just thought you might could tell me something.
I could tell you a whole bunch of something. How about
all
that,
right,
as we say in the South?
All right.
Well, to get the body to heal a little bit faster when you got a tear or any kind of injury, a couple things. One, you want to find a doctor that has cold level laser. Now, some physical therapists will have it. It's called laser therapy. All right. The FDA approved it years ago, and it will almost double or cut down in half, is a better way to put it, your healing time. And if your PT group doesn't have it, you might want to look into sometimes osteopathic physicians have them. Chiropractic physicians are using a lot of this laser therapy in their office. So someone in your office or in your area may have that. I'm telling you, right now at this point where you are, it can help tremendously. Now, you'll have to go probably three times a week on that too. But maybe you can just set it up on the same days you go to the other treatment, just get it all knocked out and just hop from different offices. But that laser treatment, I've just seen incredible results with it and how well it works. Doesn't hurt. You don't feel a thing, but it just begins to heal and mend. Now, the other thing, too, for healing properties in the body, vitamin D3. Okay, get your blood test done. If your doctor didn't do it, run in there tomorrow or when you go to your PT visit, see if you can go down the hall and get somebody to do a little vitamin D test on you, see what those numbers are. Numbers need to be between about 60 and 90 on a blood test. That's the higher end of the range. But it's proven that when vitamin D levels are up, your healing is better within the body, okay? So that's a key, too. Vitamin C levels have always been big, so there's plenty of research out there on vitamin C. You might want to talk to someone, but higher levels of vitamin C would be good, and just do some research on your own. But that helps rebuild tissue. And manganese, all right? Manganese, not magnesium, but manganese is great for ligament repair and also for muscle tissue repair. All of that. Don't forget your fish oil too. I'm going to talk about that. Fish oil is vital in the healing process within the body and getting your rest and all that. But keep the range of motion up. The shoulder is a booger. Let me tell you, it's tough to get that thing to heal faster than it normally would. But if you stay on some of the nutritional guidelines and you eat well, stay off, you know, things like gluten, which is all your breads and your pastas and your cereals and your crackers, those flour-based foods, and the cow's milk dairy, I would switch over to goat milk dairy because it has higher amounts of absorbable calcium. So if you get your vitamin D levels up and you got good levels of calcium you can use, the body's going to be able to heal. All right? So there's a handful for you, darling, and just keep being the firecracker that you are and keep doing what you're doing and don't let this thing slow you down. And we'll be here for you every step of the way. If you need anything, just give us a call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online. Connie in Orlando, Florida, speaking of emails, says, my doctor says that I'm hypoglycemic. And he's suggesting the potential for meds coming down the pipeline. Can I fix this naturally? Well, he's talking about meds because hypoglycemia is a precursor for diabetes many times. And so you want, definitely, are there things you can do? Without a doubt, it's all in your diet. It's all in the foods that you eat. So literally, Connie, focus on putting the right kind of foods in, healthy fats at every meal, good lean quality proteins, and also low glycemic carbs. Watch out for other flour-based foods, the potatoes, the rice. Those are the ones that are going to throw your blood sugar levels off. And eating just fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrates will help balance along with healthy fats and proteins. And that, you know, there's really no wonder supplement. It's more about the diet than anything when it comes to hypoglycemia.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With on-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Nothing better than making healthy choices every single day. Our food for the day, jalapeno peppers. A couple of things that jalapenos do. I don't know about you, I'm a fairly big fan of hot, spicy foods. Jalapeno peppers have a lot of great properties to them. And, you know, foods can be so powerful. I think that so many times we miss that, that the properties that we have in foods can just literally transform our bodies. But jalapeno peppers, studies show that they can provide pain relief for migraine headaches. Capsaicin, which is a chemical in chili peppers, which is known to inhibit a key neuropeptide called substance P, which is one of the key brain pain transmitters. It can prevent sinusitis and relieve congestion as well. The heat of the jalapeno pepper stimulates the secretions that help clear mucus from the nose, thereby fighting nasal congestions and reducing phlegm. It has a lot of cardiovascular benefits too, so the components in it may help defend heart health and reduce cholesterol, triglycerides, and platelet aggregation. So it may also help the body relieve or dissolve fibrin, which blood clots need in order to form. Furthermore, the cultures throughout the world also take full advantage of these spicy hot peppers in their meals and have significantly lower rates of heart attack and stroke from the rest. And jalapenos are also high in vitamin A and C and bioflavonoids, which can help strengthen blood vessels, making them more elastic and better able to adjust to blood pressure changes. Strong in cancer prevention as well, jalapeno peppers not only burn the tongue, but according to studies, it makes prostate cancer cells commit suicide, which is called apoptosis. Now, on top of that, the flavonoids and vitamins in jalapeno peppers are excellent antioxidants, preventing cancer from stopping the cell damage. Strong in the anti-inflammatory category as well. It inhibits the substance P, which is associated with inflammatory process, and it relieves headaches and migraine headaches, as mentioned above. But it's very good for psoriasis, arthritis, and diabetic neuropathy. And here, you're going to like this one. Good for weight loss. So the jalapenos make them a thermogenic food. Now, thermogenic foods actually burn away the calories and fat, giving you that leaner, healthier figure you've been looking for without going to the gym. So it's well known for the properties and commonly found in all kinds of weight loss pills and dietary supplements. So look at the jalapeno peppers. They can make a major difference in your overall health. Derek, you're next on the line with us. How can I help? Hello, Derek. You with us?
Hello. Yes.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
How can I help?
What I was going to find out was, you was talking to a fella earlier about eating the soy.
Sure.
And you were saying it would lower your testosterone level.
So yes.
I went to the doctor here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm fixing to turn 51, and I was starting to have some hot flashes and feeling tired, so they checked mine, and it was like 240.
Okay.
And he was wanting to put me on a prescription gel light for the to build it back up, but
I was wondering if it was something natural I could take, or I noticed that at GNC they have some stuff also. So what would be something good?
Well, I mean, if your testosterone levels are low, you got to look at a couple things. There's more than just, you know, the gel or the patch or taking a supplement. A couple things I'd want to ask you, are you overweight?
Not really. I've got a little belly on me.
A little belly on you. Okay. What about stress levels? Are they high or low?
Probably pretty high here lately.
Okay. All right. Do you find yourself being more aggravated than you have been in say the last year or so?
Oh yes, yes.
Like you know more short tempered than you normally would be.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the reasons for that is dopamine. Now, dopamine is a brain chemical, and a lot of times there's a strong correlation with dopamine levels and testosterone. Now, one can affect the other. Either your dopamine levels drop, and it can cause testosterone to drop, or vice versa. But regardless, when you get low dopamine, it can cause a big strain on the way you feel, your mental capacity, whether you get grumpy easily or not. So there's a couple of things. You can focus on raising dopamine in the brain. That's always a good thing. And a lot of studies have shown that. And there's some supplements that can help with testosterone, but it's more of the big picture, not just a cause and a symptom. So dopamine levels, all your protein-rich foods, beef and chicken, salmon, all those types of foods are really good. Nuts like almonds and walnuts and cashews are great. So you've got all of that can be extremely beneficial. And then you also want to look at, from a testosterone perspective, you also want to look at your exercise. Now, working out 3 days a week at about 30 minutes at just a good resistance-type exercise, the studies have shown that it raises testosterone levels and growth hormone levels about 300%. And that's a big key. Now, zinc is a big mineral for testosterone production, so you want to make sure your zinc levels are where they need to be, and your docs can work with you on this. Your healthy fats, typically, studies say that they should be around 30% of your overall diet for the good healthy fats, and that helps with testosterone production in the body. Don't want your cholesterol levels to get too low. So if your doctors are working with you in cholesterol, the area of cholesterol, make sure that it doesn't get too low, because if it does, your HDLs, if they get too low, they can really cut down on testosterone production, because all your hormones are produced with cholesterol. So, see, it's kind of a big picture. It's more than just take this medicine or this gel. It's an overall picture of your diet, your nutrition, things you're putting in your body, exercise, all those play a role. And the brain chemistry. See, the brain chemistry plays a big role, too. If you're a caffeine drinker, watch out, because caffeine cuts down dopamine. Dopamine makes what? Testosterone get lower. So it's all a big picture. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.